All right, guys, welcome back. Going into the final hour here of this week's Swan Song. Adam, there's a bunch of yelling.
Yeah, so we rewind a second, and it's like the elevator, and the doors are closed, and it's like we zoom in on the numbers, like slowly timing up towards the floor that you're on, and these security guys are getting ready, and the captain of the security guard says to him, he's like, all right, look, we're going to get out there, and I want you to be aggressive, but listen, don't shoot unless they shoot first, okay? And one of them's like, captain, and the door goes, bing, and like slides open, he's like, go, 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 and like pushes them out, and they all rush into the hall and immediately start pointing their guns at you, and then the shouting like starts between you.
Okay, yeah.
So what do you do? What's happening?
Well, everyone's just screaming, and I'm just like, please, I'd like to talk to whoever's in charge here. No, we do not have to shoot each other.
Okay, so there's like there's some more shouting, and it kind of dies down. And one of the guys in the back is like, put down your weapons, and the guy's like, he puts his hand up. He holds his hand up and he's like, he speaks into like a wrist mounted thing that like emits sound over his little shoulder. He's got a shoulder speaker. And he's like, I'm in charge here. And it comes out all crackly and like,
yes, sir. Are you downstairs? Is that where your central location is?
He says, we had reports of armed people on this floor, hassling people in the hallway. Shots were fired. So put your guns down and come over here with your hands up.
Now, sir, I'm only going to be putting
lay down on the floor with your put your face on the floor. Do
all
that.
Right, you're talking too much already. A normal person would have been agitated and shot all of these men, and probably have been dead. Now, can we please just lower our guns together and have a quiet conversation about this, mano a mano?
You can make a check. Give me a persuade check to see if you can talk to the captain one-on-one. I'm going to say you're going to need to do it at -2 though, because he's not.
Barris, by the way, is like not even really taking cover. Fuck, just aiming right at him.
Yeah.
I rolled a 6.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So you're like, can we talk about this? This is what we'll all put our guns down together. And he's like, no, we are building security. You have to listen to us. We don't, nobody knows who you are. Put your guns down.
All right. Look, tell your men to keep your weapons up. I'm going to do the same for mine. We're just going to talk this out over the comms. You ready?
He doesn't say anything. He's just like, they're all holding. He's like, hold on, man. Hold on.
Now, sir, I have a couple questions. Did you know that you're actually aiding and abetting a criminal here in your very own building? This door right behind me is a blue fever dealer. All right? Now, I'm off-world. Me and my team here have been sent. We're by people that you wouldn't even recognize or understand how to talk to on a political level. And we don't want to shoot anyone because the fact of the matter is this man could kill 6 of you before they even see it coming because he's already seen it in his head. And this man's already died once, so he's not afraid of dying a second time because he's a goddamn cyborg.
So one of the soldiers, like, he's guys gonna point at you. He looks over his captain. He's like, "Is that true, Captain?" And the captain's like, "Shut up, Jacobs." And he's like, "How do we know you're not just here to rob the patrons of this fine establishment? What? Come over here." And they like, you know, have their guns up and.
Now, where the fuck am I going? You're blocking the elevator. You have no idea what you're doing. In fact, I'm pretty sure this is the first time you ever had any sort of confrontation in this building. Is that correct, officer?
He's like, I think the same guy is like, he's like, we've done this a bunch of times in simulation.
Yes.
Like, Jacobs, shut up.
Jacobs, please shut the fuck up or I'm going to have this man on the left remove your tongue. With his mind.
With his mind. Bullets.
I'm just like, now we can work together, or I can bring in all the politics after we end up ending all of these fine young gentlemen's lives. Captain, what's it going to be?
So are you just like standing still when you do this?
Yeah, we're
you...
just all standing still. We just have our guns drawn, just pointed at everyone.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gosh, okay. I think he says... He's like, we can talk about this, but not here. There's civilians around. Why don't you all just put your weapons down and come with us? We'll take you downstairs and we'll have a nice long conversation about what it is that you're doing here in my building.
Captain,
I'm totally okay with talking with you on any point in time in the near future. But unfortunately right now, I need to get inside this door and see if this young gentleman's behind me. Because if he is, we're going to have to take him in. Because he's been selling a whole lot of blue fever. Probably more than your entire company gets paid on a year.
Captain Higgins.
Yes, Alfarius.
The security team will have the ability to open this door. We can get in there. I don't think this negotiation is necessary.
I turn to, just like, Jacobson, open that door.
And I think Jacob starts to stand up, and the captain's like, sit down, Jacobs. Like, pushes him back to his knee. And he's like, the only person who makes commands around here is me. I don't know who you people are, but you have the look of space pirates to me, and I hate space pirates.
All right, so with that, Alfarius's eyes kind of narrow, and he, like, Adam, am I correct in assessing, like, based off of what you're saying, but also Alfarius is looking at them. Mm-hmm. These are just, like, civilians. These are mall cops, right?
Yeah, they're, like, campus security. They're okay. Literally campus security, yep.
So my chest, like, kind of pops open. I put my pistol away. Mm-hmm. I just start to fucking walk towards them, and as I'm walking towards them, I, like, shuck my arm and my sword comes out and I just kind of walk towards them.
Okay. Are you attempting
to... I'm attempting to intimidate
them. Intimidate them? Yeah, it sounds like it. Okay.
Can I assist by, like, doing something psychic? I don't know, like, pulling out two grenades and then, like, levitating them in my hands?
Look, I can hover stuff.
Exactly. Not everyone teaches that every day.
Sure. What
is
this
roll? Is there an actual?
It's a persuade roll. Persuade. Yeah.
Can he get an aid at all for me?
Yeah. Hang on, Adam. I got a zero, or I have nothing else. Let me take a look here. Let's go with athletics. No.
No. But yeah, Eric can help you. So you can roll persuade with a plus one.
Okay, so it did help me.
Yeah.
2d6. So if I have nothing, it would be a minus one, but with the plus one, it becomes a zero?
Yeah. Yeah, you just roll on 2d6.
God damn it. Okay.
Ooh. All right, so you start walking forward, and Jacobs is the first. Jacobs flinches, and he shoots at you. He's like, and, like, takes a shot. So let's you got a good armor class, though.
I have a minus one.
Okay. All right. He's got a... All right, total of plus one to hit you. Let's see.
Amazing. Like,
no, he misses. Yeah, he's trying to stay. You can't tell if he's actually shooting you or trying to stand up to get away from you. But he shoots the ceiling.
Okay.
He, like, blows a chunk out of the ceiling, and bits of, like, ceiling material fall down. And the captain's like, "Damn it, Jacob, ceasefire!" And then the other guy that shot is like, and he, like, shoots at you because he heard Jacob shoot.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's see. He misses you, but just barely. Like, this one, you have a shield, right?
Yeah, it's a personal shield.
So this one, he hits you, like, dead on, but your shield disperses the shot, so the walls next to you get hit. And the captain is like, ceasefire, like, waving his arms, and they're just, like, shooting at you and trying to run, and, like, all chaos breaks loose.
I just walk towards the officer, then, if he's the one that's standing there.
Yeah, yeah. He's just, like, waving his arms. He's, like, dropped his... He's got, like, they all have shotguns. He's dropped his, and it's, like, hanging. He's, like, trying to grab Jacob's gun. He's like, no, you're going to hit somebody, and, like, trying to keep them from shooting. And, yeah, you can just charge him if you want. Or...
Yeah, no, I just walk up to him, and I think with my sword, I, like, put it to his throat and say, I'm going to need you to open that door.
Okay, so you want to try and, like, grapple him? Like, just
yeah,
grab him up?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's not really resisting, so make an unarmed roll.
Oh, that's a good one.
To grab him? Yeah, you're good.
I have a plus two in that.
Yeah, these are your skills.
Let's see if I cannot fail this one. No, I do not.
Oh, yeah, you ace it, no problem. You don't get hit or whatever. You just, like, scoop him up and get your sword to his throat. And they fired a couple of times, but then you just, like, rush forward and grab him. And then they're just like...
Yeah, when I see that happen, I'm just like, Alfarius, we all good?
Yes, and I just do I have enough control over him to start maneuvering him towards the door?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You have total. You've seized him completely. You seized him by force and can drag him around as you like.
Then now, I guess the way this looks is I've got my arm across him and the sword to, like, his kit, you know, his side, mm-hmm. and I'm just backing up towards the door.
Okay, all right. So he's talking. He's like. He's talking to Jacobs. He's like, Jacobs, put your fucking gun down, man. Jacobs, come on.
Yeah. Well, as you're walking up, I'm just like, now, please, everyone else, just put your guns down before you make another fucking mistake. Luckily here, Alfarius has enough control to where he didn't cut the captain's head off.
So yeah, Jacob's like little like helmet has slipped forward slightly, and you can see it like kind of blocking his view. And he's got a shotgun. He's pointing it like back and forth at different people, like not sure what to do. Like,
I walk over to Jacobson and just like grab the shotgun and slowly just pull it out of his hand.
Okay, yeah, he just kind of lets it go.
I'm just like, good. And then, okay. And I'm just like, now everyone just sit here and watch. And nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, so Jacob's the captain, and the other two are all kind of like, okay, you've got control of the situation. So you like drag him back. And then what?
I'm just like, captain, please open the door.
Yeah, I'm holding him in the same position.
Okay, so yeah, he reaches down to his waist, and he's got like a little circular thing there with a card ham, and he like pulls it on a cord and boop, boop, runs it over the security panel, and the door snaps open.
Okay, and then I like point to Eric and go ahead and enter first, please. I'll be right behind you.
Yeah, Eric's probably still got one of the grenades like levitating in his hand, and then he's got a shotgun on the other hand. He steps in, looks around.
Okay. All right. So you step in with one foot. Your other foot catches something, and you just hear like you feel like a little pull, and you look down, and yeah, you just walk right through a tripwire.
When that happens, I just like. Does everyone notice that?
Oh, no, it's game over. It was good.
Yeah, so, the entire crew just dies, except for Piani. Now it's the Piani song.
Yeah, all we see is the outside of the building, and just a fireball goes... just glass everywhere.
And then the outro... Whoosh. Where will our friends be next week?
Awesome. Well, make a tech save for me, Eric, please.
Tech.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. That is not a good save for me.
Oof.
I fail.
Okay. All right. So you're going to take some damage, Eric.
You're dead.
From the explosive you just triggered.
A giant red glove punches you in the side of the face.
Yeah, pretty much. A gun comes up, points you in the head, and then
shoots. Yeah, let me just see the Joker fucking like waddle off.
Fly out. Oh, boy. Yep, you've wandered into the spy versus spy apartment.
Just becomes psychedelic. Like, actually, what happens is it just like sprinkles blue dust on all of us, and we just enter into a crazy
blue fever high. Far Cry. We're all super high, shooting gun.
All right, so Eric, you take 6 damage.
Ouch!
As you get thrown back out of the apartment. Boom, up against the wall. And we do actually see, so I think you get your foot on the thing, and then there's like a click as it snaps, and then there's an explosion, and we do see like the outside of the building, and one of the windows blows out, and like there's like fire and glass, but you get blown back into the hall.
Yeah.
And it looks like the explosion was predominantly meant to just like fry the apartment. So the apartment
eradicate whatever's in there.
Yep. Yeah, it's on fire, and there's all kinds of like damage from the initial explosion.
As that happens, Adam, if you'll allow it, Alfarius would want to quickly react. He's gonna like punch the officer, throw him aside, then jump in.
Okay, sure. Yeah. So after the explosion goes off, Eric gets thrown back. Jacobs is like down on his knees, covering his head, going like, "Oh God, oh God." And then you toss the officer aside, and you want to like run into the apartment.
I throat punch him, then toss him. Yeah.
Okay. And then, like throw him down, run in. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Pulling my pistol out too.
Yeah, you're in the apartment, and it's like just all on fire. There's like all this stuff burning, bits of furniture starting to peel, like a leather couch that's all its like insides are gouting in flame. Are you looking for anything in particular?
The only thing he would be looking for is the guy that we're supposed to grab, basically.
Okay. Make a perception check.
Okay. I have a 0 in that, so it's just a straight 2d6.
Okay.
An 8.
Okay, so you can take some damage from the heat and the smoke and stuff if you want to search the whole place, or you can bail out now.
It's that bad of a fire?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I dive and look around. I guess since it is the situation where I would just start being hurt by the flames, I back out. Kind of almost like reluctantly, like
Yeah, like, you know, you could like press on, but you can start to feel like your skin is starting to burn, and like if you stay, like you won't take. I'm not going to just be like, well, you died, ha, sucker, because you got what you wanted. But I'm saying you're going to have to take some damage to stick around if you want to, like, really.
I hear it. No, I think the situation is he deems that this guy's not in there. If there's that kind of fire.
If he is, he's definitely dead. Yeah. Right. Or very close to it. Yeah.
That's what he's thinking.
Okay.
Well, when he like, throat punches the guy and knocks him down, is the security card on that guy something that I could just, like, snag off of him?
It's on a strap. So, like, if you had a knife or something, you could cut it.
Yeah, so I guess as he's walking in there, I'd like pull it, see that it's on a cord. I'm just like, Alfarius, your blade, please. Or a blade, please.
I'm like, it doesn't work that way.
It's built in.
Does he have a knife on him, on his person?
I don't.
The captain. Guard?
No, they just have, they have their guns and they have like batons.
Okay. Well, then fuck it. I just pick him up. I either pick him up or just drag him by the arm slowly down to the edge of the hall and then put the security key into the door that I was trying to get into originally that we shot at.
Okay. And I think by this time, the sprinkler kicks in and starts spraying foam into the apartment to put out the fire so it doesn't spread.
Is it only in the apartment, or does it spray foam in like every hall and every room?
Oh, no, just this apartment. Yeah, this is where I'm supposed to feel like foam is spraying everywhere.
Yeah. So I walk into that guy's apartment. I get into it, I assume.
You want to go back down the hall to the apartment?
Yeah, that's the apartment that I want to go into.
Okay, so this guy's like struggling to get free. He's been pushed in the throat, but yeah, you can try to restrain him if you want.
I'm just saying, like, Captain, I'm not, look, I didn't have any way to cut the security card, so I'm just taking you with me. If you want to make this a thing, then we can make it a thing.
Yeah, I think he's trying to get away from you. He's not sure what's going to go on here. Okay. So.
What would you like me to roll?
Let's both roll athletics checks, and whoever gets the best one.
Can I roll combat unarmed?
Yeah, sure, if you want to try to do that instead. That makes sense.
Do I get any assist for him just being throat punched?
Yeah, you can take a plus one. You got some advantage on him because he's a little.
Okay, you make the. We're gonna do opposing rolls. You just rolled 12.
I got a 12. So
fuck. I got a 7.
Well, how generous of you to give him a plus one when you roll that 12, Adam.
I didn't see the 12.
I know. Well, you got a reroll for this break, right?
So, do I?
True.
If you want to use it, yeah. Didn't you use your last one before last break?
I don't think he's used one this.
Yeah, episode. No, he used.
No, I used it, but that was last break. Yeah,
that was before the break. So yeah, go ahead.
One. Fuck.
There you go. Not quite, but yeah. So he, I think what happens, you grab him and he like turns sideways and you like strained your arm last night strangling that kid. Like, oh, fuck. And like he gets away and he like starts running and he's running back towards his men. And I think, Eric, you see this happening as the men, like as soon as the captain breaks free and they start to get a clear shot on Higgs, they like grab their guns and like go to take shots at Higgs.
Yeah. Can I like not ram him, but like use my telekinesis to grab his legs? Just
hit him in the thigh, in the shins, and see if you try to knock him down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
make an initiative check because I want to see if you do this before they shoot at Higgs.
Okay, that's just
roll it's a D8 plus your dex. Yeah. We got 4.
I got a 3.
Okay, so Higgs, you get shot at twice, and then Eric gets to do what he's doing. So okay. what's your armor class, Higgs?
AC of 4 is what I have on my character sheet.
Okay. So one shot and 2. Okay, so you do get hit. You get clipped. One of the guys shoots you. And that does... Let me see. You're pretty tough now, so... Shotgun is 3d4. Okay, you take 6 damage. So you're probably at the long end of the shotgun range. So he fires. You get a bunch of pellets hit you in the like arm and the side. And then Eric, you can go.
Yeah. Okay. So like, yeah, this is kind of a weird thing. So, like, telekinetic press is the thing that gives me, like, force exerted up to strength 18.
Yes.
But this force lacks fine coordination to sufficiently attack a mobile target.
So I'm
thinking I probably need to use complex manipulation, which is level 3, right?
Yep.
Okay, so, cool. I will spend some power points How many will I be spending? 5. Okay, sure. Yeah, okay. I spend my power points and I just like grab him by both legs and try to pull backwards while he's running.
Okay, I'll give him a physical effect save to resist, and if he fails, he falls on his face.
Physical or mental?
It's not a mental effect because you're physically affecting him.
True.
Okay. If you're trying to telepathy him into tripping, if you're like, you should trip now, that would be a...
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Let me just check.
Any success. Pretty hot.
Let me see what his... He's a level 1 warrior, so physical effect, he needs a 16 or better.
Nice. He face plants. He eats
dirt.
He
totally eats shit. Just yeah, you hit him in the lower shins really hard, and he just face plants. It's like suddenly, like it's like he was running and then just ran into a pole that he didn't realize was there, and down he goes.
Damn right.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that would hurt really fucking bad.
That's the captain?
Yeah.
He was running away, and then he bailed and fell on his face.
Can I make an action?
Yeah, you can do something if you want.
I just want to walk over the captain and square up on his head and just kill him.
Okay,
just gang on the back.
Yeah, just shoot him in the head.
Okay, he's got a helmet on and some armor, so I'll give him a save. But I think if he fails the save, you just kill him. Otherwise, you just deal damage to him.
Okay.
So let's see, same thing, physical effect save, 16 or better, or he dies, dead. Okay, so you just walk up and. Shoot him in the back.
It's very much just like walk over and both hands on the gun, shoot him. Then I just start walking towards the guys that shot me.
Okay, so the guys that shot you, they're going to shoot at you again because they don't know that Eric knocked. It looks like the captain just tripped and then was shot in the back of the head.
Yeah.
And Jacobs is just in the back with his hands over his ears, rocking back and forth, being like, oh no, oh God, no, oh God.
Please, God, no.
Yeah, please, God, stop, oh God. So let's see. What did I roll? Plus 6 to hit Higgs. All right, so one shot. Hit.
These are with shotguns?
Yeah, so Higgs, you get shot again.
Okay.
As they're shooting at him, by the way, I start rushing towards these guys.
Yeah. So this round you'll definitely, this is when you burst out, because that first round was just while you're in the room. So Higgs, you take another 6 damage.
Yep.
Another one hits you.
I'm at 12.
And then can you roll Alpharius roll initiative?
Which is what, again?
D8 plus dexterity.
Yeah, D8 plus your dex. And I'll throw some in so we can keep track of the initiative order here.
Okay,
Higgs, guards, Eric, and...
You want a solo roll?
Alpharius. No, I've got everybody's rolls from before, so... Guards, I got a... 4.
I never rolled for initiative.
Yeah. You can roll now if you want. Actually, yeah, that's perfect. So roll now and then we'll start from the top.
3?
Okay, so 3. Okay. So you and Eric go at the same time. Woo-hoo. So we will start right after the I guess the guards have just gone. So Eric, Higgs, and then Alpharius, you can go.
Go ahead, Eric.
So are we like we're in active full-out combat with these guards. They're not letting up. They're shooting at us.
Yeah, I mean, they're panicking. You could stop them from fighting probably by intimidating them or taking away their weapons or whatever, but they're just like, oh God, that guy just killed the captain. And the ones who aren't Jacobs are like, they're using the guns they have.
Two guys now.
There are 4 total. There's the captain and Jacobs, neither of which are armed, and these two. Yeah, so just
that's what I'm saying.
Gosh, like, can I just like telekinetic ram one of them and send him flying, but not necessarily kill him?
No, ram is explicitly not allowed to be just used on a person.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to think about it some more, I'm just walking towards Jacobs.
Yeah, both of them. Okay, Higgs, what are you doing?
So there's 3 guys left?
Yeah.
Jacobs doesn't have a gun?
2 combatants and then Jacobs, who's like...
Okay. I grab Jacobs and say, Jacobs, follow me down to the end of the hall.
And I'll guess you.
Yeah. And I really? And then when I grab, like, when he stands up, I basically, like, grab... I put my arm around his neck and then, like, backpedal with him as, like, a body shield.
Okay, yeah, he's flailing at you, so let's make an opposed check for you to grab him up. Same thing as the captain. I'm going to give him a -1. Good work, Jacobs.
I just want to, you know, I've been a little quiet. I just want to let you know we're really enjoying this wine back in the room.
Yeah, you guys have no idea.
You're on the second bottle now, and
I'm still nervously waiting for someone to come to the door. Like,
it'd make for a good cutscene though. Like, we're having this fucking fiery battle and stuff. And she's like on the couch, like, no, I don't feel that way. Like,
giggling and you're so funny.
What brand of potpourri do you put in your bag?
Literally, Higgs, like, in the cut in the split scene, like, guy's head against the ground. Jacob's like, hey, that's Christ, oh, Jason.
Jacob's, no, no, God, please, no. Just like slamming his face into the floor. Anyway, so you grab.
Yeah, I've just got him as a body armor, and I'm just walking down all the way to the end of the hall to the door that we shot at.
Okay, so Alpharius, this is when you pop out of the you pop out of the room.
Well, I mean, I just pop out and I see Higgs taking shots, so I'm I just take out my pistol and try to kill whoever's shooting him.
Take a shot at one? Okay, go for it. Their armor class is pretty low. Let me just grab it here. Their armor class is 7.
I'm at a plus 13.
Okay, just get a 7.
Oh, fuck it up! There we go.
There you go. Okay, cool. Yeah, roll damage.
He takes 9 damage.
Okay, you kill him. Shoot him. I guess you got pistols. You just mag pistol the guy. I think that we see him. So Higgs, you grab Jacobs and you pull him up to his feet and you're turning him. And we see on Jacob's helmet, we see a reflection of his friend's back and then Alpharius coming out and going firing. And then just a spray of blood goes onto Jacob's like face mask. And Jacob's just like, oh my God.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Good work, Alpharius. So the second guard is going to shoot at you, Alpharius.
Damn, dude. You got next to him. These rando guards have like some serious battle training. Damn.
They're panicking. Like the guys with no guns are losing their shit. But the guy with a gun, all he knows is just to panic and shoot at anyone who's nearby. So he's got a plus 1 to hit you.
Well, no. Oh, yeah. I guess
total. Yeah. So he misses. He just fires. Your shield absorbs most of it, disperses the shot. Eric, what do you do?
Yeah, like, by this point, it's obvious we're just full engaged in a firefight, so I just chuck my spike thrower, aim it at the remaining guard with a gun, and just depress the trigger in his direction. So, let's see. He's got a plus 7 armor?
Yeah, they have shitty armor.
Cool. So, I think I'm just at a plus 7. Unfortunately, so AC 7 attribute mono. Oh, I've got that one for Dex. That's it. Oh, I missed.
Okay,
it was pretty shit.
So you take the shot, but his armor. Maybe his armor absorbs it, or you just like get near him.
Yeah.
Higgs, you have Jacobs as your prisoner. He's now covered in his friend's blood.
Yeah. No, I'm walking down to the end of the hall, and when I get it, I put the security card in there.
And he's just praying. He's just like, oh God, please let me go. Oh my God, help. Someone help me. And like, just like kind of limply like pulling at you, like kicking his feet.
Yeah. Do I get all the way to the end?
Yeah, you get all the end of the hall and boop, hit the button.
Okay. When the button opens, I just kind of like, Jacobs doesn't have any weapons on him, right?
No, God, no.
Yeah,
I mean, he has a carbon fiber baton hanging from his belt.
Okay, I take that from him and then just kick him down the hallway further. And then grab the carbon fiber baton and then walk in the room and say, hey, you motherfucker.
So you got a gun in one hand, a baton in the other, and you like walk into the room and you see standing on his couch, there's a guy, he's probably in his like early 50s in his like boxer shorts. Just like it looks like he could equally have been like startled or like he saw a mouse or something. Like he doesn't know what to do. He's standing on the couch, like, and you like walk in and he sees you and just like panics and like goes to run.
Yeah, no. Just like, hey, you motherfucker. And as he goes to run, I just like baton him in the back of the leg or some shit.
Okay. All right. So you can do that on your next turn. Alpharius, there's still one guard panicking and just like holding the trigger down and just like cocking the shotgun and unloading it in your direction.
Yeah. So I just shoot at him too.
Shoot him. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. You hit him. Roll damage.
You did it.
He takes
nine. He's dead too. Yeah. Blah. Down he goes. Okay, so I mean, combat is over. Eric, you're the next person to act before Higgs beats this guy in the other room.
Yeah. So Higgs just ran into the room, so they're out of sight from me.
Well, Jacobs is in the hallway.
Jacobs is like on his hands and knees in the hallway.
By the way, Adam, immediately after I execute the two of them, I'm going to start throwing their bodies in the burning room.
Okay, you just pick them up and huck them in.
I mean, the room is now extinguished, right? Because it had.
Yes, yeah, that's a good point. The room is being extinguished. The foam is like.
I was actually going to like shout at Jacobs and just say, "Stay there," and then I was going to turn and go into the room and see if I could dig through the foam and find anything of value or interest. Okay.
Sure.
I'm still putting him in there, though.
Okay, just drag him in and throw him into the foam.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Alfarious.
Okay. Thanks. All right, so you you drag him into the room. Higgs, you're in the room. This like man standing up on the couch. And he like turns to run, and you're saying you just want to like.
I just want to baton him in the back of the leg, knock him down.
Okay. Make an unarmed. I guess technically armed. Make like a whatever your melee check would be. Primitive weapons.
Primitive weapons.
That's the one. Yeah, combat primitive weapons.
Okay. 7.
Okay. I think yes. You do like knock him down. So he turns to run, and he goes to like jump over the arm of the couch. And you like hit him in the ankle, and his legs like go up from under him, and he falls, and he hits his like the front of his head on like the marble countertop of the like area that separates the two rooms, and he just goes bang and like snaps his head and then falls over sideways, and there's like a big ass like dent in his forehead, and there's just blood like pouring down his face.
Yeah, the carpet. I go over and like use the baton to basically roll him over, and I've got both legs like at his shoulders, and I've just got my gun just right in his face.
He's unconscious and like bleeding out.
Well,
on the floor.
That's what I like. Flip him over, and then I'm just like, ah, fuck. So then I walk back outside and look at the next door and look at the door to the right, and open the door to the left, and fucking walk in there and be like, look, don't make me fucking. I just killed the guy next door. It was an accident. I just want to talk to someone. All right, just let me fucking talk to you.
Okay, so you like just go to the like the next random room.
Yeah.
And pop open the door, and you're looking for someone that you can like intimidate into talking to you.
I just want to ask questions. Yeah.
Okay, make a luck check.
Success.
Okay. All right. So you pop the door open, and inside there's two guys. They're dressed in like just like slacks and shirts, and they're like standing near the door because they can hear all the chaos, but they can't open the door themselves. The door opens, and they like both stumble back and put their hands up. They're in their kind of like mid to late 20s. They look totally intimidating.
They look intimidating or intimidated?
No, not at all. Okay. They're not intimidating at all. They're just like, and they can hear behind you. You can hear Jacobs like retching into his like face mask and trying not to like he's like sobbing.
I just lean back into the hallway as I'm looking at them. Shut the fuck up, Jacobs. Just turn back in.
Yeah, and he's just like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just look at the two of them and say, all right, I got a couple questions for you. I'm not gonna hurt you at all. I just got some questions about someone that lived on this floor. Are you guys good?
And they're just like, one of them is shaking his head and one of them is nodding. Like,
okay, I like walk past him. And, you guys got any water or anything? Some fucking tea? I don't know. I'm like looking for a cup as I'm getting
ready. One of the guys like is pointing at the tap, like there's a sink. He's like, right there.
Yeah, I just get a cup of water and take a big sip and look at him. And say, now this man down in, I say whatever the room is that just had the thing.
Yeah,
in it.
Yeah.
Say, you ever see anyone go in and out of that room?
One of the guys shakes his head, and then the other guy like nods. They switch. The guy that was nodding before is now shaking his head.
You're giving me look. Just calm down. I'm not gonna hurt you. All right. I'm just a man.
The
who's
guy
having,
next door was an accident. Yeah, all right.
I'm just having a drink of water in your room. Now, have you seen anyone go out of that room down there? It's very important.
Well, one of the guys that was nodding, he was like, yes.
How long ago?
Four, 3 months. I don't know. I've been working on my paper, physics department. I don't Who are you? Please don't hurt me.
I'm asking the questions here now. 3 months ago, did you talk to this man ever before? Has he ever tried to sell you any drugs? I'm not going to kill you if you say yes. Okay, yes.
Marsh wanted to sell us drugs, Blue Fever, for staying up late, having a good time. I said no.
Now, did he sell them out of his room, or was he getting them from somewhere else? Did you ever get that far?
It's like, I don't know. I said no. I don't do that sort of thing.
Was there anyone else in this room besides Vito?
He nods. Yes. Men come and go all the time, late at night.
I just take one last drink of water, put on the table.
I'm going to start coming looking for him, by the way. Just let me know.
Yeah, sure. I think you poke your head around the corner now and the door is open.
Yeah, I like poke. Alfarius, you need some water? These gentlemen were nice enough to let me in. Well, actually, I you want some water?
Do I see the dead guy? Is that the same room?
No, this is a different room.
Oh, okay. Then I'm like, no, I don't require refreshments. I should watch the door.
All right. Yeah, I'm just asking him anything about Vito. You guys got a number I can call in case I have some more questions?
And they kind of look at each other and look at you like they don't understand what you mean. Like a number.
I just like pull out my wallet, be like, a number, you know, that I can reach you at if I have any more questions about Vito. I just put like, I don't know, 100 credits on the counter.
100 credits.
I don't think they want to give you their phone number. I think they're just like, please.
I look at them. I put the credits back in my pocket or whatever the fuck that is. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, all right, sure. Yeah. I just walk over to the fucking wherever their phone is in the goddamn room. Just get the number myself.
They've got a long table with a couple of the computer terminals on it. There's one of them has their data pad sitting on the counter.
Yeah. I just look at the data pad. All right. Yep. Okay, got your number. That I don't know why you guys just didn't give that to me. Thanks much. And then I just leave the room and shut the door.
Okay, sure. Jacobs has managed to like rip his helmet off and get it aside, and is like down on his hands and knees and just like taking like huge heaving breaths.
Yeah, I grab like the back of his head and like
pull his. He screams. He's like, "Oh God, no, please!"
I like pull his head up and go, "Jacobs, can you hear me?"
He kind of like looks at you and he's like doesn't know what to say or do. He's just like
just start breathing deep breaths. Just in, just out, just in and out. You're gonna okay. You calm down now.
He nods. He's like
okay. You're gonna quit law enforcement. You're the worst fucking soldier I've ever seen. You hear me?
He nods. He's like,
Yeah. Okay. You're gonna go.
From the door. Alfarius says, "There's no shame, and it's not for everyone."
It's true. It's not for everyone. All right.
He nods. He's like, not for everyone.
Yes. Uh-huh. You see your friends here. You're a bigger man than them because you knew that this was a lost fight, and you didn't fight.
He looks over and he sees one of the guys that Alfarius shot in the chest, and just lying there, like eyes blank, and he's like, "Oh God." And he like throws up on your shoes.
Yeah. I just kind of like throw him off and be like, don't fucking ever have a gun in your hand again. Get a simple life. Find a woman to marry. Have some kids. Have a good life, Jacobson. We were never here. Do you understand me?
And he shakes his head. He's like, no. I mean, yes. Oh, God.
If anyone asks, this was the work of Vito Marsh. You remember that name? You got it? Repeat it to me. Vito Marsh.
He nods and he looks at you. He's like, Vinny Marsh.
Uh-huh. Vito.
No, Vito. So, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yes, one more time. Say it. Third time's a charm. That's where you start remembering shit.
Vito Marsh did this.
Vito Marsh did this. Okay, no, we were not here, sir. Have a good laugh. And I just like walk over to the elevator and just hit the button and then just wait.
Okay.
I fall behind him.
Yeah, while this is happening, Eric, what are you doing? You're in the apartment?
Get through the foam trying to see if there's...
Okay, what were you looking for?
Well, I guess maybe an address book or a contact, you know, computer or a data pad or even like, you know, supplies of Blue Fever, anything that we could use to track our way back to where he was getting it from.
Okay, make a luck check for me, because I think he would have tried to clear the place, and whether or not you were lucky enough that he missed something.
Hmm. Looks like it's pretty good for me here.
Nice.
Oh, looks like a success to me.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. So you like quickly like going through the foam, and I think that in a now knocked over and dented like garbage can, you find like a blue fever inhaler, and manage to like pocket that before you leave.
Awesome. Yeah. I like maybe I like pull out some plastic gloves. And I like take it, bag it, and then like seal it, put it away.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. You grab some evidence, and you all head into the elevator.
I feel like the elevator. While we're waiting, there's three of us there, and like you see the blood start to pool, and like part of the building's wall just kind of like falls down, like the Matrix scene when they're waiting for it.
Yeah.
Totally. You just hear Jacob's in the background, just like hyperventilating, and Higgs is just shaking his head.
Yeah, Jacob's just being like
typical college dorm man.
Yeah. Oh my god.
there's like some mutterings from Higgs to Eric. Sorry, I made you go in that's not, I didn't see it. All right. I didn't intend for you to blow up.
Eric's probably like covered in cuts and bruises and like foam, like up to his waist. And he's got like a big smudge of black on his forehead. He walks past Jacobs. He says, "Don't worry, you'll get it eventually." And then he goes, stands there and says, "That was exciting."
Yeah. No, I'm. Yeah, and I just kind of like take my hands and put them inside my shirt. Just see, I'm all fucked up. We gotta go collect Piana. Get the fuck out of here. So I guess we go down to 12.
Okay, maybe I go back to
Maybe I just go knock on Lisa's door. Just all fucked up. just knock twice, and wait for Lisa to answer.
Okay, so. Yeah, so Piani, there's a knock. You hear like a knock on the door, and Lisa gets up and kind of like totters a little bit. She's like, "Ooh, I have drank a lot of wine. Maybe that's your friends."
It could be the bad guys.
Should I go say hello to Mr. Tungus?
Yes, but it could be the bad guys.
While she's talking, she's walked over to a mirror she has mounted on the wall, and she's like putting on like another layer of lipstick.
I like kind of get behind the door so it opens, and maybe like one of the few times that I actually pull my.
So you're gonna like go answer the door while she's getting.
No, I'm gonna let her. I'm standing behind the door.
Her?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So she kind of like gets into position and like opens the door and it slides open, and yeah, you see Lisa looking kind of dolled up, like she's like, "Hello, boys."
Yeah, I've just got blood covering me, and I'm just like.
Yeah, we see her like looking all nice and stuff, and like a little tipsy, and she's like, and then it like pans over to you, and you all look like you were in a gunfight.
I just look at Lisa, and
I'm pristine, but yeah.
Yeah, then look.
And maybe I like I can see through the little crack, and I see that it's them, and I like come around the side. I'm like, you're okay, everything's fine.
I just like look at Piana and say, Lisa, it's been a pleasure. Piana, we got to get the fuck out of here.
I won't stop you. Let's go.
Okay. Lisa, if anyone asks, we were never here. Brumpotungus knows all. He'll come and find you, and I don't want to have to kill your husband or you. You understand?
she laughs, and she's like, "Why, you have to go so soon? I won't tell anybody. Why not stay a little longer?" And she like looks at you, Alfarious.
I just walk. I start like walking off. I'm just like, Alfarious, don't put your dick in crazy. Just like keep walking down the fucking hallway. Call the other elevator.
As I look at her, though, I look up and down, and I get and like reluctantly walk out. But and as we're walking out, I kind of say to you, like, readings indicate that she was actually more than okay with perhaps copulating.
So she just watches. She like leans out the door and watches the four of you as you walk away.
Yeah, we're just waiting for the elevator. Maybe I just like look back and I'm just like, get the fuck back inside your room, Lisa. You're creeping me the fuck out.
Giggles again, like
yeah. She just shakes her head. She's like, you boys come back whenever you like.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Yeah. She turns around and we hear the door close, and then we just hear like, meow! And you look back and Mr. Fluffles is just sitting outside the door staring at it. So yeah, so you get in the elevator and it takes you back downstairs. Yeah, and I think that like this that was the whole security team for right now. So nobody's like rushing to come meet you. Are you just gonna walk out the front door?
Is there like a bulletin board, like a digital bulletin board or something downstairs in the lobby?
Yeah, maybe you spotted something like that on your way in.
I just want to be able to leave a message somewhere in a big opening area.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just walk over to it and say, Mr. Marsh, we know where you're at. You have only minutes, or you only have hours or something like that.
Okay.
And I just leave that on the bulletin board and fucking walk out.
Okay, all right. So I think that once you get outside, you're standing out in the sun again. It's sort of like it's afternoon, and there's a crowd that's gathered and they're looking up. And if you look up, there's like smoke sort of drifting out of a broken window. There's little bits of broken glass all over the ground. And so you emerge out in the street. What do you do?
Are they like looking at us when we come?
No, they're all busy looking.
They're all busy looking up. Okay, yeah. I was gonna be like, oh well, the fire is contained. Good job, team. But no need.
Oh, well, if there's a big group of people, like maybe you start to speak up, and I'm just like, nope, that's not gonna work. I'm just like,
yeah, that's exactly. Boy, that fire sure. Oh.
Yeah. I still speak up and say, ladies and gentlemen, please don't be alarmed. The fire has been contained upstairs. I do want to say that if you have any affiliation or know anything about the fugitive Vito Marsh, to please come forward. I'm part of the security team here. The rest of them are inside. Vito Marsh ended up killing four gentlemen inside tonight. It was tragic, and I would like to seek, justice for what has been done inside.
So there's some murmuring in the crowd. They all like look at each other like, murder? Oh my God, what happened? Like, this is crazy. Vito Marsh, who's that guy? Do you know this guy? I don't know. Like whispering, and so the Cicerus like passes through the crowd.
Anyone? And,
nobody comes forward. They're all kind of like trying to avoid you, in fact, because you all look like scary, scary people.
And kind of like to put a stamp on it, Alfarius says, Vito Marsh.
No one? All right.
Didn't seem like anybody knows him.
If you live inside, that you're welcome to go back inside. I would stay away from floor 39 till the cleanup crew gets here. It's quite messy inside. And there's one officer left in there, one of the bravest soldiers I've ever seen. If you see him come down, make sure to give him a pat on back, because he's the reason we're all alive. And we just like... I don't know, however we got. I guess maybe we just go call the cab. Just wait awkwardly.
Okay, awesome. All right, so everybody's getting into the cab, and I think just as you're about to leave, Piani, you hear a noise, like you hear the sound of someone shouting. And it takes a second before you realize they're repeating what must be a name. Someone's yelling like, Kia, Kia, what, hey. And you look over and there's a woman like kind of jogging towards you, like waving, trying to get your attention. You look at her and she looks at you like, wait, you deaf? Like,
this is us?
Yeah, she's like running up to Piani and she's yelling like, hey, Kia.
No, ma'am, there's no Kia here. Get the fuck out of here. We don't want to talk to you.
So she's looking at you, Piani. She's like, what? Who are these assholes?
So there was, I know this name. I know this name. Like, I've seen it in a vision.
Yeah.
So maybe I actually go, yes?
She runs over and she's like, here, and like hands you a data pad. And she's like, I've been looking for you all day. You left it in class. You're going to fail if you don't finish reading it. And you look at it and it's like it's a data, like a pre-built like data pad, like an e-ink data pad, and it says like Chindalian mating rituals, and it says on it like Franklin and Kovacs, and she's like, she looks at you and she looks at like your friends and she's like, who the fuck are these people and why are you dressed like that? And what the hell's up with your eye?
Piano, who the fuck is this?
I was wondering, because I was like, maybe I should like turn to the side. Ah, you know, like,
Hey, boy. Yep. How you doing? Just
I still blamely say, like, Piana, who the fuck is this?
I just say, it's just a club. No worries. Thanks for the data pad. I'll talk to you soon.
And she kind of scowls at you, and she gives you this, like, concerned look. She's like, you're not in any kind of trouble, are you?
No, I'm just trying different stuff.
Yeah.
Scowls and, like, looks at your, like, weird friends. Just like, all right. Well, I'm going to call you later because we have to talk about the thing. And she kind of gives this look like, yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I give the old.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, staring at Piani as this is all happening.
Yeah, and she turns around and like, walks away.
I think I'm just kind of left with this, like, oh, fuck. Like, this is, something is not right here.
Yeah, maybe that's where we cut to the credits, where it's just, like, Piani looking like, oh, God. And then the three of you, especially Higgs, looking at Piani like, what the fuck's going on?
And then a fucking caterpillar just walks up.
Yeah. And he goes, Allah.
Yeah, that's it.
Vibrates.
That's it. Yeah. Exactly. Cool. All right. Well, that's this week's episode. Let's do some shout-outs and get out of here. Wheat, start us off.
I just want to say thank you for watching Swan Song. As always, I will be at South by Southwest this weekend. So it's free, believe it or not, like South by Southwest Gaming. So if you're in that area, stop by. I would love to say hello. Otherwise, you can watch it on twitch.tv/Twitch. I hope you'll check it out. That's it. I'll see you next week.
There you go. Steven, some shout outs.
Y'all, that was lots of fun. Swan Song's pretty rad. You guys can give me a follow over at Silent Osiris. I do stuff on the Twitch and the Twitters, and that's about it. I'm working on a game. It's called Roller Coaster Tycoon World. Two thumbs up.
There you go. Jeff, some shout outs.
Thank you all for tuning in. As always, always a pleasure. Always fun. Same old, always just, you know, if you can follow us on Twitter, I stream on Twitch, kind of stuff. That's it. Thank you.
And last but not least, Adam, some shout outs.
Yes. You can follow me on Twitter, Skinny Ghost, twitch.tv/Adam Coble. I'm streaming Stardew Valley all week because it's fun and chill, and you can come and join me. And I will see you again for more of the Swan Songs. I wanted to just point out there's some stuff happening now that I was saying this to Weed on the break. I have had in my back pocket since before episode one. So I'm very excited to start going in this direction. So thank you for being here. And apologies to the one person, the dude in chat whose username is Jacobs.
There was like a Jacob09, yeah.
Yeah, I saw you freaking out. That's what you get.
Yeah, Jacob08. That's a real guy. Thanks for being here, Jacobs.
Man. Adam, maybe experience, right? For protecting the group.
Yeah, you did. You did actively do that. You can take.
I didn't feel very protected. I'm just gonna throw that out there.
Silence.
I don't know, man.
No, you it's a very important moment in time.
You do have a goal that you get a little bit of XP every time you protect the group. So you can take 150 XP. Okay. For successfully at least partially protecting the group.
Yeah. I mean, if Higgs is gonna walk towards the guy with the shotgun.
It's your job to stop him, dude.
I was in the room.
You know. Saying.
I didn't even know he had a shotgun. I was just walking towards the guy.
Typical Higgs.
Yeah. We all good? XP and everything dealt?
Yep.
Cool.
There you go.
All right. We'll call it a show. We'll see you guys. I think we should have another show next week, so we'll see you guys then. We'll announce that on Twitter and get it posted everywhere as well. Have a great evening, guys. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Later.